I tried to hit the target with my brother's bow and arrow on my own, but I could only ever hit it with his help.
Some things you'll need help with until you get older, other things you'll always need help with. Do you need a little help getting dressed or tying your shoes? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Maybe when you were little, you needed help doing some basic things like tying your shoes, getting dressed, getting something to eat. Did you ever feel frustrated that you couldn't do it by yourself? Well, as a Christian, you'll always need God's help. Maybe you have trouble telling the truth or controlling your anger. When you do something wrong, admit it to God and ask Him to remind you of the strength you have through Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And now let's listen to our story. It's called On Target. "Bullseye," said Finn as his arrow hit the target. "Cool, let me try," begged his little brother. Finn smiled and handed the bow to Logan. The large bow felt awkward in Logan's hands, but he took careful aim and let the arrow fly. It didn't even reach the target. "Here," said Finn, "I'll help you." Logan shook his head. "I want to do it by myself. I just need to get closer." He moved several steps closer to the target and again sighted down the arrow. He slowly pulled back on the string and let go. This time the arrow went far enough, but it was way off course. After a few more tries, Logan was ready to give up. "Here, I'll help you," Finn offered again. He leaned down and together the boys held the bow and arrow, slowly pulled the string back, and then released it. Logan heard the solid thud as the arrow made contact with the target, only half an inch away from the bullseye. He tried again, but he could only hit the mark with Finn's help. "I miss the mark every time," he told his mother a little later. "I can't hit the target unless Finn is helping me." "That's okay, you'll learn." Mom closed the Bible she had been reading. "You know what? I miss the mark in what I'm doing, too. Like you, I need someone's help to keep me on target."
"You do?" asked Logan, looking surprised.
Mom nodded. "Yes, and in more serious areas than a target in the backyard. Even though I'm a Christian, I miss the mark and do wrong things. I sin." "So," she pointed to the Bible.
"You mean you need Jesus' help?" asked Logan.
Mom nodded again. "Jesus is the only one who can hit the mark. He never sinned, yet he died for our sins so we could have his righteousness, his goodness. Because we trust in him, God sees Jesus' righteousness when he looks at us. And even though we still do wrong things, God forgives us and helps us turn from sin and do what's right." Mom smiled at Logan. "After a while, you won't need Finn's help anymore to hit the target with a bow and arrow, but you'll always need Jesus' help to have victory over sin." Well, how about you? Are you a Christian but still find it hard to do the right thing? Maybe you have trouble telling the truth or controlling your temper. Don't give up. Like all Christians, you need help to have victory over sin, and that help is available. When you do something wrong, admit it to God and trust Him to help you and remind you of the victory you have over sin through Jesus. Our key verse is found in the New Testament letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15:57.
"Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ."
And our key thought for today: God gives victory over sin. Have you been keeping up with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program? If you read all through July, you'll have a chance to win the Keys for Kids Storyteller. And at the end of the summer, you could win the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Learn more at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.